Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
And good day, happy Wednesday, welcome to April, the April edition of Backbeat Radio. I'm your host, Jay Cruz. Today it's going to be a whole lot of music news, Backbeat, Word on the Street, going to look at some upcoming releases, some upcoming tour information. I'm going to talk about one of my favorite bands and a pretty excellent album that they just released and getting ready to go on tour. Also going to talk about another one of my favorite artists and an album that's still kind of growing on me. Let's get started. First, let's talk about the Black Crowes. If you haven't heard of them, they've been around a while, an American rock band that was formed in Georgia, well, back in 1984, before they finally got going on some recording and other stuff. Their discography includes 9 studio albums, 4 live albums, and several charting singles. The band was signed to Deaf American Recordings in 1989 by producer George Dracolius, who was working with one Rick Rubin. In fact, George was the guy who signed the band. Rick Rubin didn't really care so much about putting him on Deaf American Records. But once the album started selling well, then Rick Rubin put his name as executive producer on the stuff that was not in the first print. So if you look at your Shake Your Money Maker album, if you happen to have that, then you don't see Rick Rubin's name on there. You got yourself a collector's item, although not worth a lot of money. And that was on the debut album again, Shake Your Money Maker. Now, the following year, their follow-up, The Southern Harmony and Musical Companion, reached the top of the Billboard 200 in 1992. And this was a time when I was, you know, kind of getting established in commercial radio, and the Black Crowes were kind of a breath of fresh air. They sort of had that classic rock sound, definitely influenced by the Rolling Stones, Rod Stewart and the Faces, and Humble Pie, and bands like that. And they were a breath of fresh air. They definitely were not shy in interviews, a little bit controversial, and again, were kind of challenging sort of the status quo at that time, very early 90s. So next album, Shake Your Money Maker, comes out. Another good amount of hits. And then the follow-up, Southern Harmony and Musical Companion. That was the one that had Remedy and Sting Me and some others. And then the album Amorica came out. And this is a time I actually got to meet the fellas in the band, mainly singer Chris Robinson, as my radio station did a special acoustic Christmas thing that we did, as well as L.A. station KROQ, my station KOME in San Jose. We're both owned by the same company, kind of consulted by the same people. And while K-Rock had a little bit more, maybe one or two exciting bands on their acoustic Christmas shows, the San Jose shows did pretty well. And right about the time the third album came out, Amorica, we had them for one of our Christmas shows, and kind of got to spend a couple hours with members of the band and Chris Robinson. It was interesting because, you know, he always had this reputation of, you know, not really a nice guy. But those reputations, I came to find out, I never really saw some of the not a quite nice guy from a lot of musicians who were touring and doing interviews, partly because, you know, working with a radio station and the bands wanted to be on the radio station's good side. So they would be on good behavior where, yeah, maybe someone else might not have had such a positive experience. But getting to hang out with those guys for the afternoon was definitely pretty cool, and they put on a good show for us at that almost acoustic Christmas. I'd say the highlight for me was kind of a comic book collector, and there was these underground comics called Rock and Roll Comics, and I had picked up 2, one with Metallica, and I got Kirk Hammett and the bass player, Jason Newsted, signed my copy of that. Kirk Hammett, of course, was a major comic book collector and something I knew from reading all the fanzines and stuff leading up to that. But I also picked up a Black Crowes rock and roll comic, and the cool thing about these is that they're sort of a comic telling the origin story of the bands, but they were completely unauthorized, meaning the bands did not approve, or in many cases didn't even know about it, in the case with Chris Robinson, where I go, hey, I don't know if you've seen this, but, you know, I got one with the Metallica guys, and I picked this up, and anyway, he spent kind of about an hour or so reading page to page of my comic book before he, you know, nice of him to put an autograph on it. But he was cracking up at some of the different photos and stories that were in the book. And just kind of a cool afternoon to, you know, see the guy laughing and having a good time. So that was kind of a sidelight back then. Fast forward a couple years later, and, you know, by this time, you know, music had changed a little bit in the 90s, the Seattle sound and a lot of the, you know, new pop that was coming in and sort of replaced bands that were more classic rock influenced. But the Black Crowes sort of rose above many of the other bands of that time that were fairly new. I released Three Snakes and One Charm in 96 and By Your Side in 1999 and Lions in 2001. Also somewhere in there was a period where they were not on a record label and somehow came across one Jimmy Page. Yes, that Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin fame, guitarist, producer, and pretty much all-around, you know, guitar genius, as they performed with Jimmy Page as their third guitarist and did a number of shows in New York, Chicago, and L.A., with him on guitar and Black Crowes essentially performing Led Zeppelin songs with Jimmy Page. A couple great albums was released, also a pretty cool DVD. But a little bit after that, they kind of hit a few roadblocks, didn't capture the chart success of the first couple albums. They all sort of diminished after 1 and 2, which, you know, Shake Your Money Maker and Southern Harmony and Musical Companion probably should be at your collection. Definitely the first one, Shake Your Moneymaker. Just an excellent album. They took a hiatus from 2002 to 2005, and the Black Crowes regrouped and toured for several years before releasing War Paint in 2008, which ended up hitting number 5 on the Billboard charts. Now, following the release of their greatest hits acoustic double album, Crowology, in August of 2010, the band started a 20th anniversary tour that was followed by a second hiatus. After touring in 2013, they sadly announced another breakup in 2015. Now they reformed in 2019 and announced a 2020 tour in support of the 30th anniversary of Shake Your Moneymaker. Now by this point, the band had none of its original lineup left except for the brothers, Chris and Rich Robinson, who at that point had not spoken for something like 8 years. Many brothers in rock and roll famous for not getting along, maybe the exception of the Beach Boys. But Black Crowes' two main guys, Rich and Chris, did not talk for a long time. Chris Robinson had a side project called the Chris Robinson Brotherhood, and seemed like he had a lot of Grateful Dead influence in the music he was releasing. Brother Rich had the Magpie Salute, kind of a tongue-in-cheek name about Black Crowes, and was kind of a interesting band. He had more of the former Black Crowes in his band than Chris did. Chris pretty much broke away from anyone else. He also had a guitarist who, just before the two brothers reunited, the guitarist in his band was found dead by suicide, and shortly after that, he reunited with his brother. Don't know if that was a impetus for him reaching out and deciding to bury the hatchet with his brother and reconnect, but it was interesting timing. And then, of course, they announced the anniversary tour of Shake Your Moneymaker, and then COVID-19 decided to up its head, and that tour was kind of placed on hiatus for a little while. So as of August 23rd, a little while after they got back out and were out touring, they were going to tour this last year with Aerosmith, but Steven Tyler came down with some throat issues, and you know that tour is basically called off. So as of August 2023, the current lineup of the band includes the Robinson Brothers, longtime bassist Sven Pipien, who's been at least touring with them and on albums since album number 3, and new members Nico Barasiratua on guitar, Cully Symington on drums, and Eric Deutsch on keyboards. And they played the Beach Life Festival here in Redondo Beach, I think it was about 2 years ago, and put on an excellent set. They were sounding good. Maybe the first few shows on that tour, I did get to hear them. And they didn't sound as good as the original band, but they've been playing together now for quite a while and have certainly tightened up a little bit of everything, including releasing, surprise, a brand new album, which I have been listening to almost nonstop for almost 2 or 3 weeks now. It came out on March 15th, and you know, I saw some promos going around on social media. And, you know, I went to my Apple Music account and just started listening to it. The new band is called Happiness Bastards. It's the 9th studio album by the Black Crowes. Came out on March 15th through Silver Arrow Records, kind of their own label, I guess. The album is produced by Jay Joyce, and it's the band's first album since the 2019 reformation and first album of new material since 2009's Before the Frost Until the Freeze. And the album was preceded by the single Wanting and Waiting, released January 12th of this year. In fact, if you've been watching some of the basketball tournament on TNT and TBS, a couple stations from the Turner Broadcasting Empire that also carry Major League Baseball, based out of Georgia, where the Black Crowes are from, there's been a couple songs used in the promos for the games that will be shown, Major League Baseball, that will be shown on that network. Nonetheless, it's a excellent record coming in at just under 38 minutes, 10 songs, and quite honestly, I would say it's no worse than maybe their third best album. Definitely sounds a lot more similar to album 1 and album 2, you know, Shake Your Moneymaker and Southern Harmony and Musical Companion. So if you are a fan of the band but have kind of lost track, it is a good return to what they are. And the cool thing was, it just sort of came out of left field. Had no idea that they were working on this new album, and it just dropped. And I was like, man, I'm gonna give it a listen. Listened to it once, thought it was pretty good. Second or third listen, I was like, this is amazing. I got to tell more people about this. So I started referring to some other friends about it, and just trying to kind of let people know that this is an album worth checking out. And they're going to be hitting a tour very soon, playing the Greek Theater here in Los Angeles, one of the dates on that upcoming tour. But either way, great new record from the Black Crowes. I highly suggest checking it out, and maybe if they come around your town, check them out. They were going to tour with Aerosmith, but now they're headlining since Steven Tyler, well, who just turned 76, let's give the guy a break, had some issues with the throat, singing, and was advised to take some time off. Another new album by a member of a band that I'm also a huge fan of is the Liam Gallagher John Squire album. Liam Gallagher, of course, lead singer of Oasis, a brother of Noel Gallagher. Those two have really not spoken since around 2010. When they broke up on the road, there was a little brotherly love, quote-unquote, backstage, and Noel Gallagher left his own band. The two of them have done quite a bit of solo work, and one of the bands that influenced them heavily out of Manchester, England, was the Stone Roses. That's where John Squire comes from, and, well, Stone Roses had an interesting history. They were a huge band in the late 80s in England, and they signed such a bad record deal that it took them years to release album number 2 because they had a long deal with this manager who basically controlled everything they did and made all the money from performing and releasing new albums. So Stone Roses had a bunch of remixes of album number one and eventually did release a second album. I did kind of listen a little bit more to the album from Liam and John Squire. The first single didn't really grab me too much, but the other stuff on the record sound pretty good. So I'm going to have to give it much deeper listening, but kind of checking it out just in the last day or so, sound a little bit better than the initial first listening. Track called Raise Your Hands and Mars to Liverpool were a couple standouts, and the first couple singles, including Just Another Rainbow. That didn't so much grab me, but some of the other songs are sounding pretty good. So that's one to check out. Liam Gallagher pretty much has already said I would be almost criminal not to do album number two with John Squire, so there is a probability of those two working again in about a year or so and releasing another album. Not sure if they'll be touring the U.S. They've played a number of shows in England and Europe, where they seem to be a lot more popular. I'm Jay Cruz. It's Backbeat Radio. Backbeat, word on the street, and a whole lot of music news today. We'll be back in a moment with more music news on Backbeat Radio.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Let's face it, we're all looking for great products at a great price because it's just a good way to shop and get the most value for your money. Well, here at HealthyLife.net Radio, we do that too. We do it for you. You won't find advertisers or affiliates that are not in line with our vision of bringing people a positive, happy, and healthy life. Although many advertisers come to us, few are chosen. Our advertisers are handpicked and specially selected to support our vision and give you great products at a fair price. So the next time you're looking to buy a product or a service, check out HealthyLife.net's advertiser page. Click through our advertiser partner sites. You'll be glad you did, and so will we. Because you'll help support HealthyLife.net, and we can keep our positive programs coming to you 24/7. That's HealthyLife.net's advertiser page. Do us a favor. Visit soon and often. It's a win-win situation for you, our advertisers, and HealthyLife.net. Just do it. HealthyLife.net's advertiser page.
To get your message out, social media is great. But if you want to be picked up by major media outlets, let's face it, just using social media makes your chances, well, slim to none. If you want to improve your chances, put your message in the right place. A press release on PR Web. Affordable, easy to use, and with great customer service, there's no reason not to use PR Web. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on PR Web now and get started.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
And let's continue. Backbeat Radio, Backbeat Word on the Street, and a whole lot of music news today. The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, made an appearance as himself, which people that appear on the show do appear as themselves, which is kind of cool, in the penultimate episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. And there might be some spoilers coming up if you check out that show on HBO. Misjudging Larry David as a hero, Springsteen organized a meeting with Larry David, who was awaiting trial in Georgia for offering water to a voter outside of a polling place. After a brief discussion about restaurant health inspection, grades, and David's affinity for floor sex, Springsteen and Larry David get into a minor quibble about whose water glass is whose. When both men end up contracting COVID-19, David is faulted for the cancellation of Bruce Springsteen's final stop on his farewell tour and must face the ire of the Boss's fans. Now, don't worry, Springsteen's real ongoing tour is not a farewell. Not even peptic ulcer disease can stop it. Bruce Springsteen made a cameo earlier in the new Curb Your Enthusiasm season in an episode called The Lawn Jockey. The musician appeared during an MSNBC segment to praise Larry David for his heroic but very accidental act in Atlanta, saying Larry David took a big risk. He put his name and his body on the line, Springsteen said in a fake Morning Joe clip. Involvements. That's Larry David's middle name. Larry Involvement David. It's a pretty funny show. So, following spring concerts in the United Kingdom and Europe, Dan Auerbach and Patrick Carney, better known as the Black Keys collectively, will perform across North America coming up this fall. On Friday, April 5th, the Black Keys will also release their new album called Ohio Players. Don't know if it has to do anything with Sugarfoot and the Afro-wearing funk band from the 70s fame, but either way, I like the title. Now that same day, tickets go on sale for their newly announced International Players Tour. The tour will find Dan Auerbach and Patrick Carney performing across North America in the fall, and lots of shows, including spring shows in the United Kingdom and Europe, are also scheduled. Now the Black Keys have previewed their follow-up to 2022's Dropout Boogie with Beautiful People, Stay High. I Forgot to Be Your Lover, and This Is Nowhere. The band recently premiered This Is a Film about the Black Keys at the recent 2024 South by Southwest Film and TV Festival. New albums are also getting announced and released constantly. It's tough to stay on top of it all, so that's where different sites like Pitchfork come in. Pitchfork is a tracking notable new music release guide with a guide to upcoming albums. In the coming months, there'll be big new releases from Yaya Bey, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, kind of cool, they're still going. Naturally, Taylor Swift, who will probably sell a lot of copies of her new album. Shellac, Dua Lipa, Beth Gibbons, Vampire Weekend, St. Vincent, Sheryl Crow, who recently turned 60 years old and doesn't look a day over 40. The Libertines, one of my favorite bands, Krongbin, and Justice Kamasi Washington, Modu Marktor, Crumb, and plenty more artists. This guide will feature streaming and digital release dates and will be updated regularly. That's pitchfork.com. One of my favorite bands mentioned out of those releasing albums is Krongbin, a Texas-based band that's releasing their fourth album. And I was on a vacation in Maui when I was in a little boutique with the person I was on vacation with, and this is very cool, hip, mellow, laid-back music was playing on the speaker, and I asked the lady at this clothing shop, who is this you're playing? She goes, well, I'm listening to Krongbin Radio on Pandora. I'm like, what's the name again? So she had to repeat it like twice, and I'm like, can you please write that down? I'm never going to remember it. And Krongbin, they're just a cool band, very mellow, laid-back stuff, very fun to hang out with your personal significant other, laid-back stuff led by three people from, I believe, Austin, Texas. Laura Leasy, the bass player and leader of that band, recently had a child not too long ago. Michael McMartin, the Canadian-born entrepreneur who settled in Australia, where he established the framework for a professional music management community and helped to guide the Hoodoo Gurus for four decades, died March 31st following a lengthy illness at the age of 79. Now, Michael had been undergoing treatment for cancer for a number of years, but despite the best efforts of his medical team, he succumbed to his illness peacefully around noon on Easter Sunday, surrounded by his beloved family, read a statement from the McMartin family. Born on Vancouver Island on March 12, 1945, McMartin completed his BA in political science at Loyola College in Montreal. He relocated to Australia in 1971 and several years later joined forces with producer Charles Fisher to form Trafalgar Records, the independent recording and publishing enterprise that signed and recorded artists as diverse as Radio Birdman, Robin Archer, 1927, and Gyan, spelled G-Y-A-N. In 1985, he established Melody Management, and his first clients were the Hoodoo Gurus, whom he signed to their first record deal in 1982, and commenced managing 3 years later in 1985. That was a band I remember playing back in college radio about that time. That was a relationship that would see the Hoodoo Gurus enter the ARIA Hall of Fame. That's the Australian Recording Something Artist Hall of Fame in 2007. And would last until McMartin announced in February of this year that he would be stepping down from that role due to his ill health. McMartin was a founding member of the Music Managers Forum in Australia, and he served as chairman and then executive director of the International Music Managers Forum, or the IMMF, the umbrella organization for managers from some 24 countries, which has NGO status at WIPO, the United Nations agency dealing with worldwide copyright issues, and was for 19 years a board member of Support Act, the music industry benevolent charity. Rest in peace. Legendary jazz pianist and musician, period, Herbie Hancock will be leading United States contingent of fellow jazz stars, including Dee Dee Bridgewater, Kurt Elling, Marcus Miller, a great bass player, and Shamika Copeland, heading to Tangier, Morocco to celebrate International Jazz Day 2024. And that's coming up soon. End of the month, April 30th. This will mark the first time the event will take place on the African continent. In a release announcing the annual celebration's programming and performer lineup, UNESCO Director General Audrey Azoulay stated the designation of Tangier marks the first time a city on the African continent will host International Jazz Day, the world's largest and most significant celebration of jazz. Presented in partnership with the Ministry of Culture of Morocco and the city of Tangier, the four-day celebration on April 27th through April 30th will follow tradition and culminate with the All-Star Global Concert. That concert will be led by Herbie Hancock, who's also UNESCO's Goodwill Ambassador, and music director John Beasley. Taking place at the new Palace of Arts and Culture, the All-Star Global Concert will feature the aforementioned U.S. artists, joining a lineup that includes Claudia Acuña of Chile, Ambrose Aiken-Mizur of the USA, Richard Bona of Cameroon, Moira Shonguka from Mozambique, Antonio Faro from Italy, Melody Gardot and Jasmela Horn, both from the USA, J.K. Kim from the Republic of Korea, Magnus Lindgren of Sweden, Romero Lubamo from Brazil, and Yasushi Nakamura from Japan. Also Tariq Yamini of Lebanon, among others. And the concert will be broadcast via YouTube, Facebook, the United Nations, and UNESCO to viewers in more than 190 countries. Which sort of answers a question. I was wondering how many countries are on the globe now. getting up to 200 or maybe more. Well, it's been a while since we've really heard from Shakira, who is no stranger to championing female empowerment, and she also promotes that the topic of feminism is nuanced. The Hips Don't Lie superstar spoke to Allure for a recent cover story interview where she revealed that her two sons, 11-year-old Milan and 9-year-old Sasha, were not fans of the 2023 Barbie movie, which received widespread celebration upon its release for its criticism of the patriarchy. Shakira said, "My sons absolutely hated it. They felt it was emasculating," Shakira told the publication. "And I agree to a certain extent. I'm raising two boys, and I want them to feel powerful too, while respecting women. I like pop culture when it attempts to empower women without robbing men of their possibility to be men, to also protect and provide. I believe in giving women all the tools and the trust that we can do it all without losing our essence and without losing our femininity." Shakira goes on, saying, "I think that men have a purpose in society and women have another purpose as well. We complement each other, and that complement should not be lost." She continued, saying, "Why not share the load with people who deserve to carry the load, who have a duty to carry as well?" We'll be right back in a moment. It's Backbeat Radio on HealthyLife.net Radio.
Carole King. The opportunity to study music is one of the most valuable things we can give our young people. Music is a positive outlet for creative expression. It reinforces teamwork, communication, self-discipline, and focus, all skills that will benefit them in every aspect of their lives. If your school has a music program, encourage your child to use it. If it doesn't, work with others in your community and do whatever it takes to get one. I know how much my music programs and music teachers meant to me when I was growing up. Leave your kids a note for the future. Support music programs and music teachers in your school and community.
A public service announcement brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and this station. Music, part of a sound education.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Let's continue Backbeat Radio and Backbeat Word on the Street. A whole lot of music news. It wasn't too long ago that Disney Plus became an item for people to rent just to check out that Alan Jackson movie about the Beatles called Get Back. It's like a 9-hour movie, three different parts that kind of went over the recording of what became their basically final album. So Disney Plus has once again landed on a new classic band. This time the new career-spanning documentary The Beach Boys will be released, the project for streaming, on May 24th. It was directed by the tandem of Frank Marshall and Tom Zimney, who have individually worked on acclaimed documentaries about Paul McCartney, the Bee Gees. In fact, I need to go watch that Bee Gees documentary myself. I think it's on HBO. The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, and James Taylor, and Carole King. The documentary is said to trace the band from humble family beginnings, literally a stone's throw from where I'm sitting and broadcasting right now, Beach Boys in Hawthorne, California. The film will feature never-before-seen footage and all-new interviews with group members Brian Wilson, Mike Love, Al Jardine, David Marks, and Bruce Johnson, plus admirers such as Lindsey Buckingham of Fleetwood Mac and solo career, Janelle Monáe, Ryan Tender, and Don Was, and band contributors such as Blondie Chaplin, who's done a lot with the Rolling Stones and others, and Ricky Fattar, as well as late members Carl and Dennis Wilson will be represented in their own words, according to the announcement. So look for that on Disney Plus if you still subscribe. Drummer Josh Freese is taking advantage of some downtime with the Foo Fighters tour schedule to rejoin A Perfect Circle on the road this spring for the first time in 13 years. The Maynard James Keenan-led group will return to the stage April 2nd in Boston with support from his other band Pussifer as well as Primus. Due to my schedule with the Foo Fighters, I'll be having to jump off after the Hollywood Bowl on April 20th. 420, Foo Fighters, Hollywood Bowl. Just making that statement and putting that out there. Josh Freese wrote on social media, adding that Pussifer's Gunnar Olsson will fill in on the remaining dates, possibly with an assist from Primus's Tim Alexander. Now, there is a chance Josh will be able to show up to do another gig or two after that, if time allows, but for now, that's the plan. Freese continued, A Perfect Circle has always been a very special band for me, and I'm really looking forward to getting out and playing these songs again. Now, Freese was a part of A Perfect Circle from its 1999 formation until 2004, and played with the group again from 2010 and 2011. He yielded the drum duties to Jeff Friedel on A Perfect Circle's latest album, the 2018 Eat the Elephant, but he plays on the band's new song Kindred from the upcoming tour EP called EPPP. I mentioned Krongben in the last segments, and they've been giving rock scholars plenty to deconstruct. A lovely, ingenious aberration, the Houston trio made reverb-soaked guitar instrumentals a pop proposition for the first time since the surf era. More importantly, they did this not as revivalists, surf Achilles heel, but in a personal contemporary way, kind of reflecting the diversity of their hometown and the upside of globalization known as music discovery. Guitarist Mark Spear, also known as Marco, channels an ethnomusicologist's Spotify library through his Stratocaster. Bassist Laura Lee and drummer DJ Johnson are an SP incarnate, propelling the band with a graceful mix of dub, hip-hop, and R&B. Of course, they look fabulous, too. A worldly Sexy Ventures, or MGs, for the Instagram age. So apparently Laura Lee is no longer Laura Leezy. The trio also managed to expand their mission through collaborations that fit like a glove, including projects with View Farca Torre and Leon Bridges. That's probably the most successful one. Their new LP, A La Sala, is a reset record of sorts and a reaffirmation of their core aesthetic with Found Sounds. It's a chill set, even by Krongberg standards. The closer, Les Petites Grites, a post-rock satire, a relative quietude. There's still plenty of grooves and dub atmosphere aplenty. It makes you lean in, sizing up elements of songwriting and songcraft and musicianship that might have previously hid underneath the band's dancey, psychedelic dub scrim. This serves Krongben well since they make music to Senno and Johnny's level of wistfulness, and they can perform and play their ass off. In fact, the performances are so good, in fact, you sometimes want to divide them into stems on tracks like Hold Me Up, Thank You. Marco is a full arrangement delivery system, handling melody, harmony, and rhythm with funky low-volume Tones and his crystalline arpeggios on May 9th. That's a song and a date, of course. And he should cut the din of the busiest birch-paneled coffee houses. It's hard to be so stylized yet retain Krongbin's kind of staying power. You could kill the reverb a little bit, but it's still going to be a grade A album and should be pleasing to Krongbin fans. I'm Jay Cruz. We're going to take a break. It's Backbeat Radio for the month of April. Backbeat, word on the street, and a whole lot of music news. We'll continue in a moment.
Carole King. The opportunity to study music is one of the most valuable things we can give our young people. Music is a positive outlet for creative expression. It reinforces teamwork, communication, self-discipline, and focus, all skills that will benefit them in every aspect of their lives. If your school has a music program, encourage your child to use it. If it doesn't, work with others in your community and do whatever it takes to get one. I know how much my music programs and music teachers meant to me when I was growing up. Leave your kids a note for the future. Support music programs and music teachers in your school and community.
A public service announcement brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and this station. Music, part of a sound education.
Let's face it, we're all looking for great products at a great price because it's just a good way to shop and get the most value for your money. Well, here at HealthyLife.net Radio, we do that too. We do it for you. You won't find advertisers or affiliates that are not in line with our vision of bringing people a positive, happy, and healthy life. Although many advertisers come to us, few are chosen. Our advertisers are handpicked and specially selected to support our vision and give you great products at a fair price. So the next time you're looking to buy a product or a service, check out HealthyLife.net's advertiser page. Click through our advertiser partner sites. You'll be glad you did, and so will we. Because you'll help support HealthyLife.net, and we can keep our positive programs coming to you 24/7. That's HealthyLife.net's advertiser page. Do us a favor. Visit soon and often. It's a win-win situation for you, our advertisers, and HealthyLife.net. Just do it. HealthyLife.net's advertiser page.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
And let's continue. Backbeat, word on the street, on a whole lot of music news. I think it was the late 1980s, working at a station in Monterey, and someone else who was working at that station with more experience in the business than me kind of had heard from an industry source about Pete Townsend and The Who, who said at that time if he could guarantee $1 million tax-free, he would go out and tour again. Now, this is well over 30 years ago, and what was a nice, tidy sum? I'll take $1 million tax-free anytime. certainly doesn't seem like enough to go out and do a world tour. And, of course, The Who has done a number of tours since then. Of course, John Entwistle has also passed away from the band. So it's mainly been Pete and Roger Daltrey, who are both good at, both about 80 years old. And they're talking about their upcoming world tour. Pete says, I've been touring for the money, just like my friend back in 1989 said. And Townsend considers one final tour, world tour, before The Who basically say they're ready to crawl off and croak. Pete Townsend's revealed that he'd like The Who to play one final world tour while admitting that he plays live mainly to support his lifestyle. Townsend made the revelations in a new interview with the New York Times, where he was asked if the band had any unfinished business. He says, I do, and I think I will, Townsend said. And feels to me like there's one thing The Who can do, and that's a final tour where we play every territory in the world and then crawl off to croak. I don't get much of a buzz from performing with The Who, if I'm really honest. I've been touring for the money. My idea of an ordinary lifestyle is pretty elevated. Now, elsewhere in that New York Times interview with Pete Townsend, he revealed that he's built up a stock of some 500 unreleased songs in various states of completion, and he's considering releasing them publicly, saying, I've got about 500 titles that I might release online, mostly unfinished stuff, he says. So we're not making Coca-Cola where every can has to taste the same. And as it's turned out, surprise, surprise, that's rock and roll is really good at dealing with the difficulties of aging. Watching Keith Richards on stage trying to do what he's used to doing feels a little disturbing and heart-rending, but also a little delightful. Now, Townsend also has some thoughts on AC/DC, telling the newspaper that AC/DC made 50 albums, but all their albums were the same. It wasn't the way The Who worked. We're an ideas band. Well, to each their own. Now, this week, Townsend's bandmate Roger Daltrey finished his final week as curator of the annual Teenage Cancer Trust shows at the Royal Albert Hall in England, with a spectacular all-star finale joined on stage by Robert Plant, Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam, Glenn Hansard, and Stereophonics frontman Kelly Jones for a climactic cover of The Who's Baba O'Reilly, which most people call Teenage Wasteland. News out of Las Vegas. MGM Grand is denying Bruno Mars is $50 million in debt due to gambling. Now, Mars is set to enter his ninth year performing his residency in Las Vegas. Kind of reacting to a recent report, the MGM Grand has denied that Bruno Mars reportedly owes the casino $50 million. And Bruno is set to enter his ninth year performing a residency in Las Vegas that apparently brings in about $90 million a year. However, earlier last week, just before the Shohei Ohtani scandal broke, there was a report that Bruno is paying off his debts to MGM. A well-placed Vegas insider reported that Mars owes millions to them from gambling, alleging the total comes close to $50 million. Basically, MGM owns Bruno Mars, they said. It went on to say that Mars apparently makes $90 million off the deal that he makes with the casino, but after paying off his debts and taxes, takes home about $1.5 million per night. Does not seem so bad. Now MGM have responded to deny the claims, saying, we're proud of our relationship with Bruno Mars, one of the world's most thrilling and dynamic performers, a spokesperson from the MGM Grand said. From his shows at Dolby Live at the Park, MGM, to the new Pinky Ring Lounge at Bellagio, Bruno's brand of entertainment attracts visitors from around the globe. The question, is he going to end up like the next Wayne Newton or Elvis? Gladys Knight, other famous musicians who have played in Vegas, and, well, like they say, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and oftentimes that's your gambling. MGM and Bruno's partnership is long-standing and rooted in mutual respect. Any speculation otherwise is completely false. He has no debt with MGM. Now, together, we are excited to continue creating unforgettable experiences for our guests. Bruno Mars last released music with Anderson .Paak as Silk Sonic, whose debut album received 5 stars from New Music Express out of England. an evening with Silk Sonic, the magic is in the way that the music moves, and the songs are radiant and full of joy, formed from the synergy of two relentlessly creative minds. The album glows with appreciation for the simple but irreplaceable power of working alongside someone you trust and respect like no other, and sounds as effortless and rewarding as an old friendship. In other news, Bruno Mars has teamed up with Fender to create his own signature Fender Stratocaster. He said about the guitar, "I don't think of myself as a guitar player. I'm more of a frustrated songwriter. Every song is like a puzzle that you have to solve, and a good guitar can bring something out of you that can help take you to the finish line. That's what I wanted from this guitar." I don't know if you can make a guitar that pretty much will magically write songs for you, but seems like Bruno Mars is trying to get that out of his guitar. Interesting that MGM Grand is saying, nope, he does not owe us any money. So, a lot of stuff behind the scenes going on. Also, flashback to the early 1980s, one of the coolest movies that is still a cult classic, especially among musicians and, you know, fans of comedy movies, is the legendary movie produced and directed by Rob Reiner called This Is Spinal Tap. And that's, of course, the rockumentary of the fictitious band from England known as Spinal Tap, with a couple great actors, Christopher Guest, who played Nigel Tufnel, Derek Smalls, played by Harry Shearer, and David St. Hubbins, the lead singer, guitarist, played by Michael McKean. Apparently, work for Spinal Tap number 2 has begun, and filming has begun, and expected to pretty much be a who's who of cameo musicians from the last 40 or 50 years making an appearance in that. Don't know if it's going to quite be as good as the first movie. It seems kind of tough to recreate that magic, especially a good 40 years after the initial movie came out. However, these guys are pretty funny. They've all had successful movies in between and since then, that it certainly would make sense for it to be at least worth a look.
Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
When you need quality auto Parts Warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
And that's going to wrap it up today. Backbeat Radio, music news, and a whole lot of music news, Backbeat, Word on the Street. I'm Jay Cruz. We'll be back in May, first Wednesday of May, with a Backbeat Radio show for then, here on HealthyLife.net. Thanks for tuning in.